The big question in business, will Americans soon buy homes in a whole new way?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Steve Chiatakis. The White House is expected to offer up some ideas for the future of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac by the end of the week. According to the Wall Street Journal, one idea is to phase out the government-backed mortgage companies without replacing them. That could leave most future home loans to the private market. Marketplace's David Gura is with us now to help explain. Good morning, David.
Hey, Adrienne.
So what are the biggest changes that a U.S. homebuyer might see coming out of these proposals?
Well, it'll be more difficult and more expensive for homebuyers to buy high-priced homes. Right now, the government helps homebuyers purchase houses with a backstop on mortgages of up to about $730,000. That number would go down to $625,000. I talked to Susan Wachter, a real estate professor at Wharton, and I asked her how big a difference that $100,000 would make.
It will make a big difference, absolutely. And over time, this is likely to come down farther as well.
Some people might think only well-heeled home buyers would feel that.
It's a lot of money, yeah.
But Wachter told me many customers would probably feel it, especially in big cities.
Now, do these proposals actually have a chance to become law? Is this going to happen?
Since the financial crisis, U.S. taxpayers have spent about $135 billion on these two companies, so I don't think anybody's really thrilled about that. You know, I think there's agreement the mortgage finance system needs to change, but we haven't seen much in the way of concrete proposals or legislation. In other words, there's been a lot of talk, but not a whole lot of action. Susan Wachter told me she thinks the ball's rolling.
Industry needs to be at the table. Housing folks need to be at the table. Congress, obviously, will be there, and the public as well.
She says the government's going to move slowly and carefully so it won't upset the market.
Marketplace's David Gura in Washington, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now on to more debate in Washington. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to face a hostile audience today. The Republicans on the House Energy and Commerce Committee have called Lisa Jackson to testify. As Sarah Gardner from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk reports, they want to block her agency from regulating pollution linked to climate change.
After Congress failed last year to pass limits on greenhouse gases, the EPA decided it had to take action. The agency is now developing new standards for emissions from fossil fuel power plants and petroleum refineries. But Republicans are fighting back. The new chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee has introduced a bill to strip the EPA of its authority to regulate greenhouse gases. Fred Upton calls the new rules an EPA power grab that will raise energy prices and threaten the economic recovery. Mark Bernstein, managing director of the USC Energy Institute, expects the EPA will survive this legislative assault.
I mean, it's clear that it wouldn't pass the Senate or that the president would veto it anyway. So it's sending a message.
The message that Republicans are keeping up the heat, not only on climate change regulation, but big government. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. Global markets have all slumped. A large U.S.-bound tanker carrying $200 million worth of crude oil has been hijacked by pirates in the Indian Ocean. The head of a tanker association says piracy could strangle essential shipping lanes and disrupt oil flow to the U.S. U.S. markets finished yesterday higher. The Dow ended up more than 0.5% at 12,233.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life. AllianzUSA.com. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at Microsoft.com/cloud. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
Protests in the Middle East are scaring off tourists. That's bad news for countries like Egypt and Jordan, where tourism is an economic lifeline. This week, Marketplace's Elisa Roth is in Jordan, looking at the economic problems this key U.S. ally is facing. She reports that tourism revenues there have slumped in recent months.
On a hill overlooking downtown Amman, a group of around 40 tourists from Poland are snapping pictures of the impressive view. The remains of a Roman temple and an almost intact amphitheater. Just like in Egypt, Jordan's archaeological sites are a big draw for visitors from all over the world. This group's tour was supposed to make stops in Jordan and Israel and Egypt. The Egypt part got canceled because of the political turmoil. Two members of the group decided to bail. Marek Kucharski is an English teacher in Krakow. He never considered canceling.
No, I'm not afraid, you know, of the terrorist attacks and nothing like that. So neither are my friends. You know, well, as you can see, right, well, we're just visiting the places and we are not afraid.
Not everybody's so intrepid. Safe Saudi arranges visits to Jordan for groups and individuals.
The Europeans, the Americans, we've had lots of clients cancel. Lots of clients are asking us all the time what's going on.
Right now, Saudi's spending a lot of time doing crisis management, trying to convince people that not every country in the Middle East is the same, and that in spite of a few protests, Jordan is still perfectly safe. But a lot of people aren't buying that.
People might cancel because they think, oh, it's the Middle East, it's one country. But it's not. I mean, the distance between us and Yemen is more than the distance between Jordan and Italy. So it's in a different part of the world.
Those mileage calculations may be a little off. But Saudi's complaint that tourists' ignorance is costing Jordan is right on. He says if the cancellations keep coming, his business will be down 40%, which is similar to losses in other parts of Jordan's tourism industry. And even if calm returns to the region soon, the tourists might not. In Amman, Jordan, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, chewing gum that does more than wipe out your coffee breath. Gum companies Stride and Trident are adding vitamins and herbs to some of their gum flavors, according to the New York Times. Think B vitamins, ginseng, and white tea as ingredients in gums with names like Kinetic Fruit, Vigorate, and Rejuve. I'm surprised this hasn't happened already. Sounds to me like we're getting closer and closer to Willy Wonka's three-course gum meal, a gum with tomato soup, roast beef, and blueberry pie. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Tunisia, then Egypt does kind of make you wonder where might be next.
Jordan is notoriously corrupt, and the corruption is protected by the high-ranking officials.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Jordan calling, next time on Marketplace. Also, the day's business news, it's from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.